Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is a professional storyteller and teaches at Florida Atlantic University. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Michael, here's one from Jamie Katz.
I'm a private investigator in the state of Florida. I specialize in lost and stolen pets, a.k.a. pet detectives. I was in South Florida, and I had a call about a missing pit bull. And the owner had one eye, so he could only see out of his right eye. The dog was in the back seat of the vehicle as they were driving to pick up his girlfriend from work, Fort Lauderdale, off 17th Street at the beach. And as he's driving, he's coming off either the turnpike or the highway, and he had his radio blasted. He had the windows halfway down. And as he comes off the exit ramp, he veers up to a light, and he felt his dog on the back of his elbow. Starts driving a little bit more. 10 minutes into it, he picks up his girlfriend, and he looks in the back seat. His dog is gone. The dog jumped out of the window while he was driving, and he didn't notice because he only had the right eye. So he calls me to help him. We took tracking dogs out to the location of where the last place he knew his dog was in the vehicle, where he rubbed up against his elbow, and I have scent-specific tracking dogs, which I give them the scent of the animal that's missing. If they have scent, they track. If they don't have scent, they don't go anywhere. So we started doing scent scans the last place he had his elbow rubbed, and about a mile into it, we had scent of his dog. So we knew that at that point that his dog jumped out of the window in the area starting where we started to have scent. So we had a big sign campaign for the lost dog. We had a $500 reward put up, and about 3 days later, we got a text message on Craigslist, and it had a photo of his dog standing on all fours as if the person was trying to sell the dog. The guy said, okay, you can come pick up your dog, and we were on our way to West Palm Beach to go get the dog at about 11 o'clock at night. 5 minutes before we left, he calls back the guy. He said, never mind, I'm keeping the dog. I looked up the phone number of who the person was. We went out there no matter what, we were going to go try to find this dog. We get out to West Palm Beach, and we get to the address that under the phone number, call 911. The police comes out, and they say, I'm sorry, there's nothing we can do to help you. You need to get back in your car and go home. And it was either get arrested, fight with the cop, or what are you going to do? He said, you're not allowed to knock on the door. Get back in your car and go home. So in situations like that, it depends on really which officer shows up when you call 911. In that situation, a pet is going to fall under personal property. But not every cop or every police officer knows the statutes, and they believe it's a civil issue. And they're going to tell you, go to court, get a lawyer, it's civil. So we had no other choice. We went back home. 8 o'clock the next morning, the guy calls back. He says, okay, I want $1,000. I'll give you the dog, not $500. So now he was holding the dog for ransom because our reward was $500. He wanted $500 more. But it is a crime once you try to extort money from somebody or you knowingly have somebody's property and you tell them and you're not going to give it back, yes, that turns into a crime. You know, that's not your property. You cannot keep something that's not yours. You can't sell it. You can't rehome it. The law is, and I believe in Broward, it's 90 days you must hold a stray pet. So we rushed back out there. This time, a meeting location, called 911. The cop shows up, but this time, it was a different cop. He hid his vehicle behind a building. So when the guy got there and the owners were waiting for him, the dog jumped into this guy's arms, into his owner's arms. And then the cop walked around the corner and told the owner of the dog, get in your car and leave. And I believe the person who found the dog and was trying to extort the money was able to leave as well and didn't give him a dime.
Jamie Katz, with a story about finding a dog.
Oh, Michael, you know, we think we just come here to listen to good stories, but we learn so much in The Public Storyteller. We learn that there really is such a thing as a pet detective. Did you know that when you saw that movie years ago, promoted, did you know there was such a thing?
With Jim Carrey? No.
I think so, yeah.
I did not know that.
This is probably the tamest, and that is no pun intended, of the stories that Jamie has, but yet it is still amazing to me that people do this work. What a hero she is that she reunited this man with his dog.
What's even more amazing to me is how cruel people can be. Here, the people find a lost dog and they're holding it for ransom.
Who knows what was going on in that situation? I don't know. It does certainly sound cruel to me. I think it's really interesting also, and this is very naive of me, but I think it's really interesting when she said, you know, it depends what cop you get. The certain cop she got the night before treated the situation much differently than the cop that came to the rescue in the morning. And this is a private detective who knows the system really well and knows that there are loopholes. And it really depends on how the police officer interprets it. I would have thought, you call a police officer and you don't know what that person's demeanor is going to be, how quickly that person is going to jump to a conclusion of something, but not how that person would know the law or interpret it.
I watch this TV show called Adam Ruins Everything, and he ruined cops one day, and he makes the point saying that police officers generally have freedom to do whatever they want. They don't have to even to respond to a call if they don't want to.
That I don't know. In this case, there was a police officer who really came to the rescue. And this has got to be one of the most beautiful ironies. When you hear the word pit bull, do you think a pit bull is going to be a victim or a victimizer?
Obviously a victimizer.
Many people have that feeling, although I've studied this a little bit. It really depends a whole lot on the owner and the trainer. But the fact that this pit bull was the victim in this criminal case, you know, you hear pit bull, police, pit bull must have bitten somebody, a pit bull must have traumatized somebody. No, not at all. And what we did not hear from the story, how did that pit bull recover from this experience?
I've actually witnessed a dog falling out of a car window, because a lot of time the dogs do not have seatbelts on, their head sticking out the window. When there's a turn, the dog falls out.
That's another question. She wasn't there, Jamie. She said the driver had one eye, felt the dog at one point. She said the dog jumped out the window. I don't know from listening to this story. How does this man know the dog didn't fall out the window when he made a turn? Not that anybody is intentionally obscuring the truth. Only the dog knows for sure.
But that, to me, isn't the story. The story is that the dog did go missing. You needed to hire an investigator to find it. And you have people who are willing to double a reward fee for their own personal gain.
When we listen to a story like this, how do things happen in the first place? What is the causal relationship here? That is what stories are. Stories aren't just facts thrown at a wall. Stories tell us that there is a purpose to our actions. The animal is a subject in the story to a certain extent, but the animal is also a victim. He's also an object who got thrown out of a car. Luckily, however, he did not blame his owner. Whatever happened, fell out or jumped, he ran to the owner when he saw him, and so he obviously wasn't too terribly harmed, and that is a happy ending. They got back together again.
No Ace Ventura, but Jamie Katz, pet detective, was on the job.
I love it. Thank you, Michael.
Thanks for bringing that story in, Karen. If our listeners have a South Florida story they would like to share, how can they get in touch with you?
Send me an email to cneil, that's N-E-I-L-E, at fsandfrankau.edu.
Our website also has contact information, as well as archived stories at wlrn.org. Click radio and the public storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is a professional storyteller and teaches at Florida Atlantic University. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.